We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Falcons Sports Network, from Learfield, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, sponsored by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Also sponsored by Kroger, fresh for everyone. Thayer Family Dealerships, when shopping for a car in Bowling Green, think Thayer. Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Walmart, save money, live better, and buy. Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Now, here's Todd Walker.
And good evening, fans. Welcome into another edition of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcons Sports Radio Network. BGSU football set for homecoming this Saturday as they host the Murray State Racers. And here to talk about it with us is head coach Scott Leffler joining us at Frickers. Coach, how are you?
How you doing, Todd?
Doing very well, sir. Thanks for coming. And a lot to talk about when it comes to BG football. We look back to last week, your first home game of the season as you hosted South Alabama. And this was a game that we talked about last week that you really felt you could win. It was going to be a competitive game and really wanted to get that victory on your home opener. And it was right there for you to take. And it just somehow slipped through your grasp, ultimately frustrating. But just an overall evaluation of the performance of your team.
I thought all three phases played extremely hard. And the week before, whenever we were prepping for Tennessee, we did not practice hard at all. And I challenged and our staff challenged the guys to have a really hard week of practice, and I think they did. The next step that we need to take with this young football team is the details within practice. I thought the intent last week with playing and practicing hard was right, but there was details that caught us in practice that translated the game, which eventually cost us that game. And I think it was a wake-up call to everyone in our program that you just can't practice hard. The details within the week are going to give you a chance to win. And I had a text message from an offensive leader and a defensive leader, and they said every single thing that you've been preaching for the last 2 years showed up in this game. We practiced hard and we played hard. And about Thursday, I complained about the details that we were missing, and those details ended up costing us in the end.
And it's good to see that that recognition is coming to the attention to detail. And when you got to the game, no question, your defense was certainly ready out of the chute. The first couple of times they were on the field, they produced points for you. Let's talk about the punt block, first of all. Was that a situation where you had the punt block on the whole time, or you just recognized something, or the guys picked up on it? How did the punt block come about?
We were rushing that side, and they ended up making a mistake, and we blocked the punt. It was great effort by Day, and they did a great job. And that was very exciting to see, and, you know, as positive that as that was, the disappointing part of the day was that when you block a punt and you get a turnover for a touchdown, you're supposed to win. And, you know, I thought the special teams played well. I think our defense played well. And our defense is playing well right now because
guys, they're great culture guys, and our young defensive players are able to see how you're supposed to do it during the week, how you're supposed to practice, how you're supposed to prep, and that's the major number one reason why they're playing right now, is because we did a great job of getting some older football players in here to help our younger guys on defense.
Falcons ended up falling on a last second field goal against South Alabama, 22-19. And this week they take on Murray State. So when you look at your defense staking you to that 8-0 lead, after that the offense certainly had some moments, but I think, again, the story offensively wasn't so much moving the ball as turning it into points. That's maybe another step that has yet to be taken, right?
Well, when you can't run the football, and we obviously haven't been able to run the football these last 2 weeks, it's hard to score. We're, if you look at it, we're leading the Mid-American Conference in passing completion percentage, and that's great. And we need to be able to throw the football. But if you're going to win games, you got to be able to run the football. And, you know, to piggyback on why our defense is playing well, it was the addition of some older players for our younger guys to watch and learn how to prep, along with some talented guys, too. So what we have to do, we're going to
manufacture, find ways to run the ball, find ways to protect, and we're going to do the same exact thing that we did on defense in a year from now, in terms of we're going to go get, we've got 11, 12 commitments right now that are high school kids, and we're going to go get some older offensive players, and we think with that, with those additions, we're going to have the ability to be a really, really good offense and defensive football team. But we have who we have right now. We're young. We've got you know, a bunch of freshmen on the offensive line. So we got to find ways to move the football, find ways to score. And but it's not easy, to say the least. When you can't run the football, it's tough sledding. So we're going to try to find ways to do it. Hopefully we improve in that area this week. It's obviously been an emphasis for the last month. But, you know, we're still not where we want to be in that area.
And, Coach, the thing that also makes it frustrating is that I know that you feel, and we've seen glimpses, especially Terrion Stewart last year with a bigger sample size than your true freshman, but you've got Terrion and three true freshman running backs, and we've seen a little of each of them, and there are some special talents there, but right now you've not been able to fully utilize them.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part, is we all our entire staff, even on the defensive side, go, your backs are going to be as good as they come in this conference, when, particularly in a year from now when they get older. But they're super talented. They can make plays. They can score. They can run. They can cut. The problem is that they can't get to the line of scrimmage right now. And well, that's a problem. You know, we can't even get them started. So we need to keep finding creative ways to try to manufacture some run game. Keep Matt upright, and you know, with a little bit more run game and the ability to throw the ball like we are, and playing some defense the way we are, we're going to win more games than what we're supposed to this year.
And next chance to post a win will be Saturday for homecoming. Falcons.
Coach's Show link, you can do that. Coach, when you talk about your defense's performance, really the Tennessee game, we saw quite a bit of good defense, but this past week, really your defense controlled the game for most of the game, and you know the future NFL wide receiver they had, you kept him under wraps, maybe one big play I remember. It seems like even though you shored up a couple, three spots with the older guys you talked about, still, the way your defense is playing, it's clear they're playing together. They understand what they're doing. The team defensive concept is there right now.
They are. And just like I said, before we even started the season, we thought that it, you know, 1 year from now, after a year of experience, that our D-line could be as good as it comes in this conference. And it starts up front. Our defensive line's playing well, which then lets our linebackers play well, which then helps the secondary play well. If you're not sitting back there and having a cup of coffee, the DBs can break on the football and obviously cause disruption in the back end. But I think they're doing well right now. They got to continue. They're going to have a challenge this week. Again, we're playing a very talented team that's coming into town this week. Very well coached, but our defense is doing some really good things.
We'll talk more about the Racers here later on in the program. Coach, want to mention again the play of Darren Anders, your linebacker, who came up with another huge game. He had eight tackles. He also had a pick six. And it looked like he reverted back to his high school days once he got the football. Was he a running back? He had to be in high school, right?
No, he was a linebacker and played some running back a little bit. But, you know, Darren is a Mid-American Conference player. Whenever we first got here, we thought he had potential. He got his rear end kicked. Last year he got his rear end kicked. And now he's an older guy that understands what to do. And he's strong. He's confident now. And, you know, I'm using him as an example of what's going to happen with this young offensive line. Very equivalent. You know, when you're a young guy, you're going to get your rear end kicked. And that's what's occurring a little bit. And with age, as these guys age, they're going to become really, really good on both sides of the ball. The last drive of the game, they had a long drive. And I still equate that back to the offense's performance. Our defense played well enough to win. And when you can't run the football, you're leaving your defense on the field too long. And that's what happened. They got wore out. And you know, that comes back to complementary football. You gotta be able to run the football to keep your defense off the field. I love that we can throw it. It's cool and all that. But to win games, you gotta be able to run the ball. You score points by throwing it. You win games by running it. And it all works together.
Coach, when we look a little closer at the defense unit by unit, the defensive front, I think, maybe is the, I don't want to say the biggest surprise of how well they're playing, but you didn't have a big influx of new guys there. I mean, you had Bryce Brand at the linebacker spot. You had Davon Ferguson, Devin Taylor in the back end. But the defensive line, these are all returning guys, but we're seeing real growth there on a number of them. And I think, too, you've got Carl Brooks, who is a high-level talent that's sort of building around with that D-line.
Real similar to equating and talking about Darren. You know, we recruited those guys a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and they were able to develop in the program. They're stronger now. They're confident. And they're playing really, really well. And I think, just like I said, I think 1 year from now, as these guys get one more year older, along with having Darren Warren coming into, because Denver Warren right now is ineligible until January, and Denver Warren is a load. And, you know, adding him to that equation, adding him to that defensive line, we're going to have a really, really, really good defensive line before it's all said and done.
Yeah, and of course, on the D-line, you like to see the opportunity to rotate guys in, maybe play a total of 6 to 8 defensive linemen. Are you at that point right now with your guys? Is it that deep right now?
We are, and a lot of it is shifting to the odd front. We have 3 D-linemen in with the ability to play Blaine essentially the rush, which turns into a defensive end. So we're able to rotate quite a few guys through. When we do go to our four down front, I think we're just more fresh. And just like I said, we're really happy where we're at defensive line-wise. And it's going to be real similar to what's going to happen with this offensive line a year from now. You know, do they just need one more year of development real similar to what the D-line has done over these last two?
Falcons will be home Saturday for homecoming against the Murray State Racers. We'll talk more about them and more BGSU football when we come back to Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
Let's go Falcons. Let's go Labatt Blue Light. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you're good at beer. Falcons fans, grab a Labatt Blue Light and be good at beer. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, copyright 2021 Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York, all rights reserved. Labatt registered U.S. trademark of Labatt Brewing Company, LTD.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
When your family needs advanced medical care, depend on Wood County Hospital. For a state-of-the-art surgery center offering advanced robotic procedures, joint replacements, and the latest vascular surgery to open clogged arteries. For board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialists, the very latest cancer treatments, and more. Depend on us. It's not just a line. It's a tireless commitment to our community's health. Wood County Hospital. Depend on us.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah, deep dish.
No way, a white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
No, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on, you'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza, served with a Coke.
Holzschlagel Moving Company is Bowling Green State University Athletics' preferred moving and storage company. Professionally moving families and businesses around the corner and across the country since 1931. Holzschlagel Moving Company offers temporary, secure storage options for moving or home remodeling. You can be sure that your items will be handled with care by our team of trusted moving professionals. For more information and a free estimate, visit holzschlagelmoving.com or call us at 800-214-3353.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. Proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Thayer Family Dealerships is your home team for all of your Chevy, Toyota, Honda, Ford, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and pre-owned vehicle needs. Stop into any one of our showrooms on Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at ThayerBG.com. When thinking about any of your vehicle needs, think Thayer.
Welcome back into the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, talking BGSU football here at Frickers as the Falcons are set to take on Murray State on Saturday. That is a 5 o'clock kickoff from Dwight Perry Stadium, so we'll be on the air at 4 o'clock with our Medical Mutual pregame show. And the Murray State Racers out of the Ohio Valley Conference, a solid FCS program and one of the more upscale, I guess you could say, FCS leagues in the Ohio Valley Conference. And Coach, let's talk a little bit about Murray State coming in here on Saturday. They played Cincinnati last week, and some folks may have seen some of that coverage. It was a tight game at halftime before the Bearcats pulled away, but I think that first half indicative that the Racers have the ability to hang in there. That's they're coming in here Saturday.
They do. Cincinnati is a really, really good football team. And the first two drives, Murray State went right down, scored once, and then turned it over, should have scored again. And they controlled, Murray State's defense controlled Cincinnati's offense all day long. And then, obviously, they got worn down, and in the second half, Cincinnati pulled away. But if you watch this tape, we all felt as coaches that their offense, their defense, and their special teams is super, super well coached. They have an older team that's experienced, and we are extremely impressed with this organization that's coming here on Saturday.
When you look at their first game of the season, they rolled past Mississippi Valley State 35-0. And then we talked about the battle with Cincinnati. Let's sort of break them down, what they're doing offensively. What kind of attack are we going to see here from Coach Hood and company?
They have some similarities to our offense. They're a big boot, sprint-out team. The quarterback is extremely athletic, so he has the ability to run the football. They'll take their shots, their multiple formation team. And like I said, I think they're really, really well coached. They do some good things, and they don't turn it over, and they execute on offense. Just like I said, if you watch those first two drives against Cincinnati, it was impressive.
When you talk about a quarterback that can run, does that mean he wants to run, or is he a focal point of their running game, or how would you characterize that?
They'll run him. He'll be a part of the run game, but obviously they'll be smart with him. They don't want to lose him because he is a very good football player, but they will run him in their scheme.
BG hosting Murray State this coming Saturday, 5 o'clock kickoff from Dwight Perry Stadium. And when you talk about preparing from week to week, you've brought it up each of the first 2 weeks, the Tennessee game, you felt that the team wasn't fully locked in during practice leading up to the game, but then at game time seemed to be locked in. Last week, you sort of strung it together more through the week, and it kind of paid off on game day, but still a couple of missed assignments or mistakes that were repeats of practice. This week, it's time to mesh all that together and sort of get to the finish line here.
Yeah, no question. We've struggled to learn, and it's because of our youth, about how hard you have to practice, the amount of energy and the effort. And last week was the first week since I've been here that the effort, for the most part, all week long, was exactly what it's supposed to look like. The intent was great. But the focus and the attention to detail was the missing component this week. And so I'm excited that we finally fixed the effort piece, the piece that we need to focus on, and I'm challenging them like no other tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, is if we have a base play in, we shouldn't have a missed assignment on a base play. And we did last week, and they showed up in the game. And at the end of the day, it's who makes less mistakes, and we made more mistakes than them, and that's what cost us. So it's focus, it's youth, it's maturity, being laser-focused, pretending like you're playing the game on Tuesday. It'll translate and give you a chance on Saturday. So the effort piece, I think we figured out. The attention to detail, the laser focus, the attention at doing your job every minute of the day is the next piece that we need to figure out this week.
Coach, as we sort of break down the game against South Alabama, you know, we've talked about the offensive line and the inability to run the ball, but where are we seeing maybe some incremental improvements with the O-line as you've gone from game one to game two? Where are things progressing up front?
I think you'll see them progress throughout the season. The more they play, the less they become freshmen. And, you know, it's going to be with time. I think when we get to the end of the season, we'll feel much better where we started. To sit and have a magic wand right now and some pixie dust and all that and throw it on them and wish that they were all juniors and seniors, that's not the case right now.
No question about that. You know, you look at how your defense performed against South Alabama. I thought they would come in and try to establish the run a little bit. I think we talked about that last week. We felt they would try to get Kareem Walker involved and really establish sort of a downhill running game. And I don't want to say they didn't try it, but maybe you just dissuaded them from trying it too much. Sort of look back on your run defense.
Well, we said it at the beginning of the week that our one advantage was our defensive line on their offensive line. We thought skill-wise, they might have been a little bit better, their wide receivers, than our DBs. And we challenged the defensive line to set the tone, and they did. They dominated the run game. They put pressure on the quarterback, and they should be proud. I thought they played really well. They stepped up to the challenge from the time we talked about South Alabama all the way up until we kicked off. We talked about the defensive line had to dominate the offensive line. I thought they did a hell of a job.
Coach, as we evaluate some of the older guys that have come in and helped your younger guys, we haven't talked as much on the linebacker level about Bryce Brand. What does he bring to the team? Because he can also get after the passer a little bit. That was sort of he played line at the at his previous school. So what about his leadership and what's he bringing to that linebacker crew?
Bryce is a big, strong, powerful guy. That's where it starts. He's super strong. He's powerful. He's explosive. But on top of it, he is a great communicator. He's a great leader. He's a fantastic person. And he brings a confidence to that defense that is awesome. He does a really nice job with those young kids about trying to teach them how to prepare. And, you know, that's one of the major reasons I keep saying we've got some older guys in there that are strong, that have confidence, and they're able to show our younger players the ropes. Defensive line-wise, we haven't brought anyone in there, but they've been in the program 2 years. They're explosive guys, and they're playing really well right now.
Linebacker-wise, it's interesting because in the middle are really your least experienced guys. Diego Neri is a true freshman. Brock Horn played last year, so a five-game true freshman season. Then you've got Darren Anders on the outside, still young, but like you said, played all last year and has a lot of experience. And then Bryce, those middle guys, though, they're the ones that are really getting tutored here.
Well, Darren and Brock are very similar. They've been here the same amount of time. Brock played a bunch last year. Everyone knows Darren's name a little bit more than Brock, but they've been playing very similar in terms of time. And doesn't shock me that Brock Horn is doing a good job. Darren and him are best friends. They love football. They do everything the right way. And they're able to mentor Diego, which is great. I mean, at the end of the day, when this thing's rolling, your older players are showing your younger players how to do it. And at the linebacker positions, that's the case. We got Bryce, who's an older guy that's able to, you know, help those outside backers. And Darren's been here long enough. He doesn't need to learn any more about how to play and how to do business. He's really helping Diego along with Brock. Brock and Darren are the same kids. They're all in.
And at that mic spot, Diego and Brock, we see both of them on the field a lot. Are they sort of going 50-50 with the reps, or how are you splitting up with their playing time?
Yeah, Diego's a really talented guy that has been pushing Brock. And the cool thing to watch with those two is, you know, Brock's the mentor right now, but he's also fighting for his job. And he's done a great job of mentoring Diego, yet also, you know, he's got worth. He's winning, you know, he's able to start. He's able to be the starter. So that's what you want. I mean, you want great competition. You want the older guys to teach the younger guys how to do business. And, you know, with time, it's going to be our whole team's going to be that way. When we got freshman Nick walk in here, it's not the coaches showing you how to do it. It's the players showing you how to do it. And that's why our defense is playing better. They're a little bit older than the offense. There's a little bit more help with some older transfers. And at the end of the day, you know, Coach E's doing a great job with them. But they've got some older, confident guys over there, which is really, really helping, especially mentoring the young players that are playing.
Coach, final thoughts for tonight with you. When we talk about your offense, even though you've not been as productive as you'd like, certainly it's sort of a comfort when you look over there and see your defense playing well, that your offense doesn't have to press necessarily. In other words, you maybe make mistakes trying to press because you feel like you're not going to get stops. Right now, I think you probably feel like we're going to get stops, so we have to be complimentary of what our defense can do.
No question, and just like I said, you know, the defense ran out of gas that last drive, and that goes right with, you know, playing complimentary football. You know, our biggest issue is running the football right now, and it's great that we're throwing it. It's exciting to see that the skill guys that we've recruited are going to be really, really good players. They can catch and advance the ball. Matt's playing well, and I think our young offensive line is giving every single thing they have. They're playing their tails off, but there's some strength problems. There's some youth problems. So at the end of the day, they're going to improve as we go here. But, you know, we're going to get some older help in here, and at the end of the day, with a little bit of older help and a little bit of experience, another year in the weight room, they're going to be all right. But we need to find ways to, as coaches, to run the football and find ways to score points. And it's not easy whenever you're going, okay, we got to throw it every down. We don't want to do that here. We want to be able to run the football. And just like I said, and I know Coach Malone will talk about this, we got four backs that are really, really good. And with time, we're definitely going to be able to run the ball.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming here to Frickers, as always, and we look forward to Saturday. It's homecoming. Good luck against Murray State on Saturday. Thanks for coming. That's Coach Scott Loeffler with us. So we'll take a break, come back, and talk with offensive coordinator Terry Malone on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
Let's go Falcons. Let's go Labatt Blue Light. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you're good at beer. Falcons fans, grab a Labatt Blue Light and be good at beer. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, copyright 2021, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York, all rights reserved. Labatt registered U.S. trademark of Labatt Brewing Company, LTD.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers
and an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Thayer Family Dealerships is your home team for all of your Chevy, Toyota, Honda, Ford, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and pre-owned vehicle needs. Stop into any one of our showrooms on Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at ThayerBG.com. When thinking about any of your vehicle needs, think Thayer.
The key to your successful business? City Uniforms and Linen. We are a family-owned, locally operated industrial laundry who specializes in delivering your image. Why City Uniforms and Linen? Because first impressions mean everything. We are hygienically clean certified, and our hassle-free rental programs make it easy for your business to have a lasting first impression. Follow us on Facebook, and to learn more, visit cityuniformsandlinen.com. Delivering image since 1944. City Uniforms and Linen.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. Proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
When your family needs advanced medical care, depend on Wood County Hospital. For a state-of-the-art surgery center offering advanced robotic procedures, joint replacements, and the latest vascular surgery to open clogged arteries. For board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialists, the very latest cancer treatments, and more. Depend on us. It's not just a line. It's a tireless commitment to our community's health. Wood County Hospital. Depend on us.
The Falcon Sports Radio Network, BGSU football, is set to take on Murray State Saturday for homecoming, and we'll be on the air with our Medical Mutual pregame show at 4 o'clock. Kickoff is set for 5 o'clock. Time now to
come in offensive coordinator Terry Malone joining us here at Frickers. Coach Malone, thanks for coming.
Good to be here, Todd. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, first of all, Coach Malone, this guy don't mess around. He says, yeah, well, I'm coming to do the coach's show tonight. He goes, I want a dozen frickin' kicking wings. I mean, these things, it cleared my sinuses from across the room.
Listen. Yeah, this is...
Well, when Coach Malone talks, we got to get him his frickin' kicking wings. So he's going to be eating good here when the show's over.
Thank you, Todd.
Did you pick up that affection for hot food when you were in New Orleans, or did you have that before you got there?
You know what? I was eating... the kicking wings here back in the, 80s and 90s. You get all kinds of spices down in New Orleans that we enjoyed. And not your typical Irish family food, but we learned to really love it.
No question. Let's talk about your offense. Coach and I talked about a little of it. And, of course, the number one thing with an offense is you need the right guy running it. And Matt McDonald last year, as we have talked about, physically wasn't really prepared all year, as we know. What's been the biggest improvement he's been able to make other than his health? It seems like he's just so much more accurate, and I assume that's directly related to the fact he's not hurt, right?
You know, I do believe that the night we played Tennessee, I thought Matt was the most improved player on the field. Watching him play and his composure and the way he handled the team and certainly the way the ball was coming off his hand, it really was just a completely different guy than what we saw in 2020. So that was really encouraging to see. I think that there certainly is a comfort level that has improved in him being our leader and our general. And I also think that he's got a few more weapons that he feels comfortable getting the ball to. And nothing discourages a quarterback more than throwing a nice pass and having somebody drop it. And we've had a lot of that around here in the last couple of years. And this year, we're much better at running routes and catching the football and actually gaining yards after the catch. That was, like, illegal here our first couple of years. And now... we're seeing some of that productivity.
Coach, that's one thing, too, about playing quarterback. I want you to try to expand on for us. You talked about how Matt handled the team. That's the kind of thing that maybe we don't always get a great feel for. Body language can sort of tell us that, but the day-to-day at practice and in the film room and stuff is where it really shows up. Try to lay that out for us, how he's done with that and how that's improved.
That is absolutely crucial to have the type of program that we're looking to build here is having a leader that shows others by example, not just by talking. And Matt's not a big talker. He's not a big rah-rah guy. He is a go-to-work guy. He's a blue-collar type of player. He spends a ton of time studying his trade and has really worked hard detailing his work. And I think that guys around him recognize that. Guys around him understand how much time and effort that he's put in, and they appreciate it. And so he is a really natural leader for us. And so our job is to, you know, as a football coach, you'd love to be able to instruct guys. You'd be able to tell them where they have to be, when they have to be there, and then eventually you want your players to take your team over. You want the players to run the show in terms of, hey, this is how you have to do it. This is where you want to be. This is how you have to study. This is what. And so Matt's in a terrific position to be able to do that. Now we got to get more of those guys. I mean, we got to find more guys that can assume that leadership role as we move on here.
We're talking with BG offensive coordinator Terry Malone here on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. We did get a submission via the email. Of course, you can go to bgsufalcons.com and do that if you can't be with us here at the Coaches Show. John and Finley, not our John and Finley, somebody else, says, with the youth on the O-line, have you been playing backups? Are you trying to get other guys in there? Are you trying to go with the front five and get them the most reps you can in the game? How's that going?
That's a terrific question. I think the only way to improve as a program is to have healthy competition at every single position. We're really not finding that at the offensive line position right now. We've got guys that are in there that are working as hard as they can. They're playing as hard as they can. They're giving us our best effort. But really a terrific motivator for a competitive athlete is competing for playing time. You know, and so we need more guys that are challenging the guys that are on the field right now to get out there and play. And so it's a process, and we're working on it, and we're trying to find guys that put themselves in position to be able to compete to play. But when you have a position that you have competition and there is reward of playing time or lack of playing time for one reason or another, that is a terrific motivator for competitive athletes.
And we talk about the rotation a lot on the D-line. It's not quite as imperative on the O-line when it comes to the stamina or being able to play the whole game, right? The defensive guys get a little more winded, right?
Yes, yes. And that's kind of the trade is, you know, offensive linemen, you're never coming out. I mean, you're in there start to finish unless something happens. And, you know, we've had a couple of weeks here where we've played five offensive linemen and no one else has gone in.
I think one thing, though, that Coach said, and I think you just reiterated there as you were talking about how much these guys play and all that, is it feels like you guys feel like the effort is coming from your front five. It's just they're not able to maybe overcome some of their physical and maturity deficiencies, but it feels like they're giving you what they have.
There's no doubt, Todd, and I'm very proud of the guys that are playing for us. I feel so much better about our program right now, just in terms of the type of character of kid we have, the type of effort, how much these kids care about doing well for Bowling Green. We're just a little bit outmanned up front right now, and the last, you know, two teams we've played have had big aircraft carriers up front that are tough to push around anytime. But when you're talking about playing with two freshmen on one side and a defensive tackle who moved over to help us. So we've got it up. We're up against it a little bit right now, but that'll change in time. And we're going to make sure that happens. And when we do, I think we're going to have a heck of a football team.
And the O-line is, I don't want to say your baby, but that's – that's sort of your bailiwick, right? Yeah. This is something that you enjoy working with.
There's no
the
doubt.
Years.
I've been part of the offensive line coaching-wise for the vast majority of my career, and I have always enjoyed being around those guys. You know, it's an interesting group. It's a very selfless group, guys that aren't in it for any attention or notoriety. They're in it because they love playing football, and they love you know, knocking people around and moving people against their will, and they're generally really a smart group of kids. I mean, you have to be pretty sharp to be a really good offensive lineman.
And of course, before we move on to other subjects, the thing that we often don't pay enough attention to with the O-line, just because we aren't in it every day and they don't get the glory, is while the brute strength and all that is great, the technique and the working together is maybe the hardest thing to get done right.
Do you know, physically, a kid that gets here as an offensive lineman, that's the position that develops the most in the first couple of years that he's in college. I mean, those guys, their bodies completely change. You know, generally we take 20 or 30 pounds off and then we put 20 or 30 pounds of muscle back on. And that's just the way the transition from high school to college is. And so these guys are going to get so much better. And you're absolutely right. The day they step on campus, they start working on their technique. And they will not stop working on their technique until they get done playing football. So, you know, a really neat story, I think, is our center, Cade Zimmerle, who's from up here in Perrysburg. And Cade is a terrific, terrific football player. And yet, you know, he's up against it. I mean, he was playing the Bobcats last year. And now he lines up and plays University of Tennessee in his first game. I was like, oh, my God. So, but he did a great job. And he has got a great spirit about him. He's super you talk about a kid who loves football now. This kid loves playing football, and he's really a pleasure to coach.
Offensive coordinator Terry Malone with us here at Frickers. Coach, before we go to break, one huge positive about your offense the first two games, you have minimized the turnovers, and that is always a bugaboo. But especially if you're going to have some other issues, if you don't turn the ball over, you don't exacerbate everything. And a lot of that tracks back to Matt. He's taking care of the football so
far. No doubt. He's doing a good job taking care of the football. We did turn it over on Saturday, and that was very disappointing. But it's one of those things that if you want to play winning football, you have to protect the ball. You got to secure it. You cannot give the ball away in percentages. Go way down with your chance of winning when you're turning the ball over. And so, you know, everybody emphasizes it, but the guys that really buy into it and understand the importance of it, you got yourself a chance.
Well, it's a lot easier to talk about than to put it in practice, and that's what the Falcons have done so far. We'll continue our talk with Coach Malone. When we come back, we'll talk about Saturday's opponent, the Murray State Racers. This is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, coming to you from Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
Best pizza, New York style.
No. Deep dish.
No way. A white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No. Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza served with a Coke.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Let's go Falcons. Let's go Labatt Blue Light. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you're good at beer. Falcons fans, grab a Labatt Blue Light and be good at beer. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, copyright 2021, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York, all rights reserved. Labatt registered U.S. trademark of Labatt Brewing Company, LTD.
When your family needs advanced medical care, depend on Wood County Hospital. For a state-of-the-art surgery center offering advanced robotic procedures, joint replacements, and the latest vascular surgery to open clogged arteries, for board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialists, the very latest cancer treatments, and more, depend on us. It's not just a line. It's a tireless commitment to our community's health. Wood County Hospital. Depend on us.
The key to your successful business? City Uniforms and Linen. We are a family-owned, locally operated industrial laundry who specializes in delivering your image. Why City Uniforms and Linen? Because first impressions mean everything. We are hygienically clean certified, and our hassle-free rental programs make it easy for your business to have a lasting first impression. Follow us on Facebook, and to learn more, visit cityuniformsandlinen.com. Delivering image since 1944. City Uniforms and Linen.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green, or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. Proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Thayer Family Dealerships is your home team for all of your Chevy, Toyota, Honda, Ford, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and pre-owned vehicle needs. Stop into any one of our showrooms on Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at ThayerBG.com. When thinking about any of your vehicle needs, think Thayer.
The Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football set to take on Murray State on Saturday. It's homecoming, 5 o'clock kickoff. We'll have our Medical Mutual pregame show at 4 o'clock. We're talking with BGSU offensive coordinator Terry Malone with us here on the program. Coach, let's look at the Racers a little closer and look at the defense you guys are going to be attacking on Saturday. First of all, just lay out their general scheme of things before we talk personnel.
You know, this is a very talented defense. I was, I was a little down Sunday morning, a little in the stomach, and so when you pop that tape on to start your preparation for the next game, you're really hoping to see a bunch of PUDs out there not doing much, but they're not. They are very talented. They've got two real big cats inside. They've got real good pass rushers on the outside. And the fact of the matter is they played Cincinnati really well. I saw the score and thought, well, that was a blowout. But it was really close at halftime. I think it might have been 10-7 at halftime. And then Cincinnati got the best of them. But this is a team we're gonna have to play our best. And we're gonna have to, we gotta find a way to run the football. And we're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep working on ways to get the ball in the hands of our running backs and balance out our offense, because we're tilted way too far to one side. And it's a tough way to make a living when you are one-handed. So we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we balance the scale this week. And it started today. We had practice today, and we didn't throw a pass. We ran the ball every single play of practice. So,
sort of like the basketball coach that runs the whole practice without the ball, right?
There you go. There you go.
We're going to learn how to do things without the ball.
But without a run game, everything is stressed. I mean, you talk about taking some pressure off a young offensive line. Hey, run the ball. Run the ball. Take a little pressure off a young quarterback, run the ball. And the fact of the matter is, one of our really most talented positions we have on the team right now is at running back. So it makes no sense not to be able to get the ball in their hands.
Coach, when you look at the defense as it's laid out on their depth chart, they're going with a three-man defensive front, and they list other positions that may be a hybrid of a lineman or a linebacker. Is it really a...
You know, good luck calling this game because they play a ton of defensive players. They have at least a two-deep that they roll in and out. They have about seven or eight defensive backs that play regularly. So they roll them in, they roll them out, and you think you've got a handle on who's who and where they're getting lined up and realize that's not the same guy. So, and they're very well coached. I think Dean Hood is a excellent defensive coach, and he has these guys, boy, they don't give up a lot of big plays. You know, that's one of the first things you look for when you're studying a defense is, are they susceptible to giving up the big plays? And they have not given up many big plays. And that that goes to show that they're well coached. They do their assignments, and we're gonna have to really play well.
Coach Malone, we appreciate your time here at Frickers tonight. Hope you enjoy those frickin' kicking wings, and we'll see you on Saturday.
I can't wait.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
That's offensive coordinator Terry Malone. We'll take our final timeout, come back and wrap it up on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers
and an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Let's go Falcons. Let's go Labatt Blue Light. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you're good at beer. Falcons fans, grab a Labatt Blue Light and be good at beer. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, copyright 2021, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York, all rights reserved. Labatt registered U.S. trademark of Labatt Brewing Company, LTD.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
The key to your successful business? City Uniforms and Linen. We're a family-owned, locally operated industrial laundry who specializes in delivering your image. Why City Uniforms and Linen? Because first impressions mean everything. We're hygienically clean certified, and our hassle-free rental programs make it easy for your business to have a lasting first impression. Follow us on Facebook, and to learn more, visit cityuniformsandlinen.com. Delivering image since 1944. City Uniforms and Linen.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. Proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Thayer Family Dealerships is your home team for all of your Chevy, Toyota, Honda, Ford, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and pre-owned vehicle needs. Stop into any one of our showrooms on Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at ThayerBG.com. When thinking about any of your vehicle needs, think Thayer.
Oh.
Volkswagen Moving Company is Bowling Green State University Athletic's preferred moving and storage company. Professionally moving families and businesses around the corner and across the country since 1931. Volkswagen Moving Company offers temporary, secure storage options for moving or home remodeling. You can be sure that your items will be handled with care by our team of trusted moving professionals. For more information and a free estimate, visit VolkswagenMoving.com or call us at 800-214-3353.
Back at Frickers to wrap up the program. Falcon football will be in action Saturday, hosting Murray State for homecoming. It's a 5 o'clock kickoff, so we're on the air at 4 o'clock with our Medical Mutual pregame show. Until then, this is Todd Walker from Frickers saying, aye, Ziggy Zumba.
Been listening to the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, brought to you by Kroger, fresh for everyone, Thayer Family Dealerships, five great franchises, one great dealership, Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics, Walmart, save money, live better, and by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.